So one of the things I wanted to mention at this stage is the fact that since the monitoring stations are tracking the actual satellites all the time, it is possible and is done that this tracking information can be used to produce ephemerides of the actual position of the satellite at the time you were observing it. In other words, given a position on the Earth and given a window of time, it is possible for you to go on the Internet and download from these sites I'll give you here the precise ephemeris, the post-computed ephemeris of the moment at which you were observing the satellite. And it's instructive to know why that is so valuable now that we've covered these lessons. It's valuable, of course, because the broadcast ephemeris is not as accurate as the tracking information of the actual satellites you're observing at the time you're observing them. The reason, of course, is because that the broadcast ephemeris is predictive. It's uploaded with the idea that it's an approximation of where the satellite will be sometime later. Much different to have the tracking information of the satellite at exactly the moment that you were tracking it with your receiver. So here's one, the IGS site, International Geodynamics Service, and then also there is another.